From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The leading suspect in the Paris terrorist attacks appears in court. Salah Abdeslam entered the courthouse in the French capital just hours after his extradition from Belgium. The 26-year-old Frenchman who lived in Brussels had been on the run since the November 13th Paris attacks. He was caught just days before the March 22nd Brussels attack. Iraqi forces renewed their offensive toward the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul on Wednesday. They are pushing their way into villages on the southeastern outskirts of the city under cover of heavy airstrikes. By midday, troops had moved into the village of Mahana. The United States is urging Ukraine to start jailing corrupt officials after months of political turmoil. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Victoria Nuland said in Kiev Wednesday that she was encouraged by the government's commitment to reforms, particularly of the judiciary.
Overall, I go home encouraged by the commitment of all the political forces to continuing and accelerating reform, economic reform, anti-corruption reform, and particularly judicial reform. It's time to start locking up people who have ripped off the Ukrainian population for too long, and it's time to irradiate the cancer of corruption.
Victoria Nuland. A former U.S. ambassador to NATO says the alliance should actively counter Russian claims that NATO's expansion threatens Russia. Former U.S. ambassador to NATO Kurt Volker says that the Kremlin is continually pressing this narrative against the West, claiming that NATO broke its promises to Russia. Volker says if NATO lets the narrative stand without forceful Western rebuttal, it will give the impression that Russia's narrative has merit. This is VOA News. After a string of primary election victories Tuesday, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton appear close to becoming their party's nominees for president. Of the two, Trump's nomination by the Republican Party is the less certain, but the businessman says he considers himself the presumptive nominee. Trump now needs to win just half of the remaining available delegates to July's Republican National Nominating Convention in the last 10-state contests in order to claim the nomination on the first ballot. Clinton, hoping to become the first female U.S. president, is close to defeating her sole competitor, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Donald Trump called Wednesday for sharp changes in U.S. foreign policy to put American interests first, claiming that currently it is a complete and total disaster, his words. Trump, a one-time television reality show host who has never held elective office, had not previously laid out his foreign policy goals in a comprehensive way. But in a 38-minute speech at a Washington hotel, he attacked President Barack Obama's handling of U.S. foreign affairs and decisions made by his one-time top diplomat, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Press advocacy organization Freedom House said in a report released Wednesday that only one in seven people across the globe lives in countries where coverage of political news is robust, journalists' safety is guaranteed, and there is minimal state intrusion in the media's affairs. It says freedom of the press declined across the globe last year to its lowest point in more than a decade. A global financial network used by 11,000 banks to transfer billions of dollars daily has issued an urgent warning to customers to install a software upgrade after discovering a number of recent cyber incidents. The warning from SWIFT, a global messaging network that sends payment instructions, comes as law enforcement officials in Bangladesh and elsewhere investigate February's theft of $81 billion from the Bangladesh Central Bank. The head of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says Britain's exit from the European Union would be a costly mistake that could result in a de facto tax on British families. OECD Secretary General Angel Gurria said during a news conference Wednesday at the London School of Economics that this tax would be a pure deadweight loss, a cost incurred with no economic benefit. British voters will decide whether they want to leave the European Union in a June 23rd referendum. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are mixed at this hour. European markets are up. Asian markets were down Wednesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.